This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and me, Helen Scales. We've been hearing about different bacteria that reside in various parts of our body and why we should perhaps be eating bacteria on purpose. But what about the ones that come out the other end? Well, here's Ben with the answer.
Welcome back to today's flatulent kitchen science. I'm still with Simon Park of the University of Surrey in Guildford, and we've now moved into his lab where he's got the plates out that were used in this experiment. Now, one of these plates was farted on through jeans and pants, and the other one was exposed to flatulence completely bare. Now, we do like a bit of naked science here, of course, but the two plates, one of them clearly has some colonies on, and the other one looks completely clean. So, Simon, which one's which?
The plate that's totally clean is the one that was exposed with pants and jeans on. So it's obviously the pants and jeans have been very effective at filtering out any fecal bacteria. But the plate that was exposed to the naked emission has a splattering of red colonies on, and they're very indicative of E. coli. That's a very common fecal bacteria that's a good indicator of fecal contamination.
So we are definitely transmitting bacteria with every flatulence.
Yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, there's such huge numbers of bacteria in a stool that it's inevitable that we will transmit bacteria after flatulence.
So we've been able to catch these E. coli bacteria on an agar plate, which is designed to feed them and encourage them to grow. But they've been living inside us, so they've been living in an environment that's quite low in oxygen, and there's quite a bit of methane, hydrogen sulfide. So would these have actually survived if we hadn't encouraged them?
Yes, there's a lot of bacteria in the gut, and a vast majority are strictly anaerobic, so they can't grow in the presence of a normal atmosphere. They can only grow where there's no oxygen. So obviously those bacteria, whilst they might have landed on the agar plate, that they wouldn't have been able to grow on the agar plate. But the ones that we have isolated are probably E. coli or coliforms that are very common in the gut, and they are very robust bacteria, so they will grow in air, without air, and on agar plates. So these are capable of surviving outside in the environment for hours, if not days.
So could this mean that people who choose not to wear underwear, for example, Scotsmen wearing a kilt or naturists, could actually be transmitting more bacteria every time they fart?
Because there's no protection or no filtering, I guess that's true, yes.
So we know now that jeans and pants will filter out some of the bacteria that otherwise might get transmitted through flatulence. But could there be anything else that gets transmitted? Is there anything that might get through the jeans?
There are obviously viruses that are many orders of magnitude smaller than bacteria. So things like the norovirus, which is a very common cause of vomiting, and some of the astroviruses that are common in causing diarrhoea are quite likely to pass through the very fine holes in things like underpants and jeans.
And did you show your sons? Have you convinced them now that farting in the house is not right?
They were quite shocked. One of the first things they asked me were, are they friendly bacteria or are they bad bacteria? And I had to tell them they were relatively friendly bacteria.
So obviously coughs and sneezes spread diseases. It's possible that farts do as well. Do you think maybe we should ban farting in hospitals?
Possibly. It's very difficult to ban, actually, because everybody does it. And generally, on average, it's about a pint glass full of gas that we emit every day. But most of us actually fart during our sleep when all our muscles are relaxed. So even those of us that don't fart during the day, almost all of those will fart during the night unknowingly. So it's very difficult to prevent in a hospital environment.
So it's best that we just stick to using normal personal hygiene, keeping our hands washed with alcohol and that sort of thing. But I think the overall lesson we can take from this is it may not be best to go to a naturist barbecue. Dr. Simon Park, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So going commando may be hazardous for your health. That was Ben showing us that flatulence really does transmit bacteria, but perhaps all you need is a pair of pants and jeans to stop them.